This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly dug Joycast.
And this is Doug Pollard bringing it to you. Now, we've seen some big changes in the world in recent years. We've seen the rise of China, and we've also seen the rise of India, a country in rapid change, and also, culturally speaking, starting to have an impact here in the West as well. Bollywood has become something of a fun thing for everyone to get involved in. We've had movies like Slumdog Millionaire, which I didn't much care for, but never mind. We've also started to see the emergence of gay life in India. Now, one of the people who knows a good deal about that is my next guest, who's written a book called Gay Bombay, Globalization, Love and Belonging in Contemporary India. Nice long title there. The author is Parmesh Shahani. Good morning, Parmesh.
Hi, Doug. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you finding Sydney?
Sydney is wonderful. It's raining a little bit. it's wonderful. It's wonderful to be here.
Now, tell us a little bit about this book of yours, Gay Bombay. Why did you write it?
Well, I wrote the book for a bunch of reasons. The main one being that there really wasn't anything of its kind available. Growing up gay in India, growing up gay anywhere, one constantly seeks narratives that one can relate to.
Indeed.
And a lot of the stuff that I was finding dealt about being gay in different contexts. And so while one was reading these and drawing from them, I really felt that there needed to be narratives with an Indian context. And so when I had the opportunity, I decided to write that kind of narrative.
Mm. What is the situation like in India now if you happen to be gay? Because certainly things seem to have moved closer towards legalization now.
Yes, so last year the government finally decriminalized homosexuality after decades of it being on the books.
I'm sorry about that. It was one of our old colonial laws we left you with.
Yes, and, So finally, from a legal perspective, it's okay. It's not illegal. Socially, there are so many changes that are taking place because it's not always the law, right? It's society works in complex ways.
Indeed.
So socially, there's a whole range of reactions. There are certainly some people who are out. There are certainly workplaces which are slowly changing, although not formally but informally. And culturally, whether in books, whether in popular Bollywood movies, for example, last year one of the biggest hits was a Bollywood film called Dostana, which means friendship, which dealt with two of Bollywood's biggest stars pretending to be gay to, strangely enough, win the affection of this girl that they were in love with. So they weren't really gay, but the whole film was about them pretending to be gay, which was quite silly, you know. It was a silly comedy, but for a majority of India's gay population, it was refreshing because it was the first time, even though it was in a silly and funny manner, mm-hmm. that they were seeing gay characters.
Well, that's often a good way to get the point across, isn't it? You present it in a non-threatening context.
Exactly, and it happened with Hollywood in the 60s and 70s and 80s, right? And then you finally had sensitive portrayals.
Yes, yes.
So there are huge undercurrents of change taking place throughout India, but this is not to say that the problems don't exist. Problems still exist, whether it's around healthcare, whether it's around discrimination. The government has decriminalized it, but it's not, you know, in terms of, say, same-sex partnerships. There's still so much work to be done. So
yes,
I think it's given the nature of change, I think it's a very exciting time to be in India, and one can actually feel these changes taking place on a daily basis.
Obviously, there's a huge difference between the major cities and the rural areas. This change will not be felt, presumably, in the rural areas for some considerable time.
Actually, it's more complicated than that because
really,
yeah. I think, at least from what I'm seeing, that actually a lot of the changes are being for example, in whether it's in people getting married. A lot of the stories that we hear come from rural areas. There could be lesbians in a small village or a small town who decide that they love each other, and they go to the temple and they ask a priest, and the priest looks at the scriptures and says, well, there's nothing here that says that I can't marry you. And so they just simply get married, and sometimes their parents accept them and they live happily. They don't have the language of discourse of, say, feminism, or they don't, you know, they're not within a rights discourse, or even an LGBT activist kind of discourse. But they just say, well, you know, this is what we felt was right. So I don't know if the changes will come from urban to rural. I think the changes are taking place in so many different complex ways that what's needed right now is just an observing and cataloging and processing.
It sounds like it's all coming on very, very fast.
Yes, but at the same time, there is, you know, so at the same time, so you might find positive stories coming from rural India. You might find completely ghastly and negative stories coming from urban India.
Yeah. What about religious fanaticism? Because you seem to have as many Hindu fanatics as we have Christian ones.
There are within India, the opposition to the decriminalization has come from the Christian fanatics as well. Yeah, what's happened, and this is something that we have to be very careful about, because what's happened is after decriminalization, every religious, all the religions, basically, they came together and they decided to oppose this. So we have, like, Christian fanatics joining hands with Hindu and Muslim fanatics, saying that this is something, you know, they never join hands together otherwise, but saying that this is going to, this is a threat to the moral fabric of India.
So we're some use, at least, as a common enemy to bring the religious fighters together.
Yeah, but it's a serious problem, because they've now challenged the verdict in the Supreme Court, and they're preparing, you know, a whole, you know, series of charges. So it's not that the battle is over. I think what the verdict last year did is it brought the battle out in the public, but I think it's a long way from being won.
Well, it's a good start. Thank you very much, Parmesh, for joining us this morning. I gather you're going to be coming down to Melbourne as well, so please do look in at the Joy Studios if you get a chance.
I will. Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. That was Parmesh Shahani there, the author of Gay Bombay. He's currently in Sydney, and he will be on his way down to Melbourne for a visit later in the month.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.